Anybody else want to sing something tonight? Got somebody you want them to sing? This is kind of like a radio program, you know, name that tune. That's good all the way around. Take your Bible, if you will. Let me turn this on if I can. Seems like everything's running good on the sound system. All right, does it make me sound the same way I always did? Better. That's what I want. That's what I'm talking about. Man, you ought to run for some kind of office. Political answers like that. That's good. By the way, I was just thinking about, you know, we got a lot of talent in the church and all that business there. And we used to have kind of a band. And we've still got some instrument playing people and all that right there. And some of that same group can still be singing some of them same songs that we used to sing. See what I'm talking about? And all that business there, you know. And so we need to pray about trying to get that up. I mean, we can't help it, you know, that rebels come and rebels go, but we can still sing a song, you know. I wish I'd have said that. I'm going to write that down. Take your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Hebrews. Am I on yet? Yeah, Hebrews in chapter number 3. Take that place there. If you're able to stand, look, if you will, please. Verse 7. These are old familiar passages that we use every now and again. And I want you to look there in verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith. Now, you know, there's not very many times is that you see that this address is by the Holy Ghost of God. Today, if you will hear His voice, will you hear Him? Are you listening? Harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years. Now, you talk about a hard-headed bunch. You'd be looking at God doing this and that, providing for people for 40 years, and they still provoked Him by doubting. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my way. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. And the reason being is because of the fact is that they had disobeyed and ignored what God had to say. Look in verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Do you just believe less about God than you used to? Well, that's evilness, friend. And let me tell you, that unbelief will cause you to depart from the living God. But notice the answer. But exhort one another daily, which is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. Thank you for the good songs of Zion that we've heard tonight. And Lord, we thank you now for all you've done and all you're doing. May you bless the Word to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight, if you will please, people who just quit believing God. Now we live in a world like that. They're talking about, you know, more and more there's people that are abandoning their faith, and probably they ought to, because if it's not the faith of God, the faith of the Lord Jesus that's been imparted to you, it won't do you any good anyway. But we're living in a world somehow or another that's just full of unbelief. Just don't believe God anymore. What a sad day in our hour that it is. I was thinking about, you know, and when you begin to see that, whenever he says today, we generally say something about the urgency of the matter. You know why he said today, if you'll hear his voice? Because tomorrow, yesterday's gone forever, and tomorrow may never come. If you're going to do business with God and do business about your sins and about your need for Christ, you're going to have to do it now. Today's the day. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that right now is whenever he's talking about. I notice another thing that, if you will, please, he said, harden not your heart. In these few verses that we're looking at here, don't be bowed up and hardened again. Well, I've heard that preached before. I've heard that said. Don't be hardened against God and the Bible and good and right and moral and decency. You better listen to the Lord. We're to walk by faith in Him and not by sight. We're to see what God said, believe what God said, act upon what God said. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, the whole idea here is you'd better hear His voice. I got to say to you, we've already been listening to everyone else. It's about time that we stop long enough to pay attention to what God's got to say. In the lesson that you'll find is that we're walking by faith, and that's a faith that came from God. It was God-given faith. We're not walking by sight, just what we can see and what we make out. Listen, you and I, buddy, are able to walk by faith, and we ought to readily listen for His voice and hear the voice of God. I was reading, I like that song Brother Randy singing, He Called My Name. I can remember the day He called my name, and I knew it wasn't my sister, it wasn't my brother, it was me, oh Lord, that stood in the need of prayer. I knew there was somebody in the church house that God was really after. And before it was over, I found out He was wearing my clothes and wearing my shoes. And I knew that it was me. And let me tell you what a wonderful day that it was, that He snatched me as a brand from the burning, washed me by the blood of the Lamb, and took up residence on the inside of me. It was good to be able to know Him and the free pardon of sin and for Him to know me. Notice another thing that, if you will, please, is that in the lesson that we're looking at, is that sometime while you turn to the book of Mark, Mark chapter number 24, I'll give you a moment to find it, in the book of Mark chapter 9 and verse 24. In Mark chapter number 9 and verse number 24, you're going to find out we may have to do like this man here. Now here's a man that had a son. And he tells about it beginning in verse 17. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which hath the dumb spirit. In other words, that's where we ought to bring our children, grandchildren, and so forth and all, is bring them to the house of God. Bring them to the Master. And he said, wheresoever that he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and he pineth away. And I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered and saith unto, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you, and how long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And of course, here's the man that's about to bring him there. Verse 21, he asked the father, how long since this thing came to him? And he said, of a child. And he said, oftentimes he's cast him into the fire and the water, destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, and have compassion and help us. Look at that. Now watch this here. And Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe with all things are possible to him that believe it. In other words, if you can believe it, if you can believe what I'm doing, if you can believe in me, if you can believe it, all things are possible to him that believe it. Now verse 24 is what we're looking at. The Bible said the man straightway, the father of the child, cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Now, you know, talk about in the day and hour that we're living in, it's good to be able to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. You read over in the book of Matthew chapter number 13 about verse number 58, you'll find that people that had unbelief, that Jesus couldn't do a lot of mighty works that were there. And fact is, you're going to find out that unbelief just causes God not to want to do anything or will not do anything. Here's a man that hears what Jesus told him. If you believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And he knew that I need some help believing. Lord, help mine unbelief. You ever be praying to God and saying, Lord, I believe you, but help mine unbelief. Well, that's where it comes from. You'll find out we didn't have any belief to start out with till it came from the Lord, and then we got cold and calloused up and down the road of life. I'm going to say to you that, if you will, that whenever you begin to look into the Bible, you begin to recognize and know that when God says to harden not your heart, but you ought to be able to hear His voice and listen today and see what He had to say. I want to say to you, the Bible said over there in the book of our text that we were looking at, in verse number 10 down through 12, you'll find he mentioned a crowd that's always erred in their heart. And they've not known my ways, he said. So I swear it in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. I want to say to you that when you begin to look at that, you know it's sad the day and hour that we're living in. And I don't know a whole lot of people, but I have met people up and down the road. I remember years ago when old Brother Wood was alive. And old Jack Wood, and we was talking about somebody, one of them meetings somewhere. And he said, oh, yeah, he don't do anything anymore. He used to be the most dedicated, consecrated Christian, faithful in the work of God. And all of a sudden one day, he just said, I just don't believe God anymore. And somehow or another, things have happened in his life that he asked God for. God didn't answer the way he wanted as quickly. And I'm going to tell you, that's a danger every now. You and I have not gotten that far, but we've had that attitude. We've had that hit our mind. What good is it going to do me to pray? What good is it going to do me to ask God? See? Now, I'm going to tell you right now is that I've been there and done that more than one time in life. But let me say and rest assured that you can mark this down and carry it to the bank if you're a man, is that you're going to find out that God is very capable of running his business. That's the reason we feel like that, because he's not running it the way that we felt like he ought to be running it. I do have a few suggestions I could help the Lord with if he'd listen. You ever do that? Lord, I don't understand what you're doing. No, because you and I are people that are subject to like passion. And here you'll find that he's the infinite one. He's altogether right. He's altogether lovely. He's altogether powerful. And God is able to run his business without my help and without yours. Now, I got to be honest with you. I can understand him running his business and not needing your help. I can't understand him not needing mine, though. See what we're talking about? I'm talking about whenever you begin to look, unbelief angers God because it causes people to depart from the living God. So every now and again, you need to remember that passage over there with that young man that his daddy was just at his wit's end and said, Lord, help mine unbelief. Every now and again, you're going to have to ask God, Lord, help me. I believe you. But dear God, I'm a little weak at this deal, and I really and truly, when we reach the last mile, I'd like to be able to see you smile. You see what I'm talking about? I want to say to you that, if you will, that whenever the Son of Man cometh, the Bible said, nevertheless, over in Luke chapter 18, shall he find faith on earth? That's the reason being is because of the fact there's so many people that are just jumping ship. There's so many people, you know, that absolutely. I had a friend of mine tell me one time, he was in a big Baptist church, and he said, I got to tell you right now. He said, I like being in there. Ain't nobody knows me, and I don't know anybody. And he said, I don't ever want to be in a little church anymore. I said, really? You wouldn't like to have went to church with none of the apostles when they started, and they didn't have but a handful of people. You didn't want to be that. I'll tell you what your problem is. Your problem is that too many people know too much about you, and every time you miss, where have you been? Every time you see, and you wanted to go ahead and get lost in the crowd to where that nobody knew you was here or not here or where you went or what you did or what you got involved in. We live in a world that's like that. And let me tell you, the reason they're like that is because of unbelief. Now, this message, while you turn to Psalms 95, this message that we read is from the Holy Ghost of God. In fact, it is, wherefore the Holy Ghost saith today. And then, but over in the book of Psalm, there's a passage that we ought to look at. And it's in the book of Psalm chapter 95 is where we're at. And in Psalms 95, you're going to look at this. And in verse number 6 and 7, he said, oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, I want to tell you right now, is he's our God. We ought to fall down and before him and worship him in spirit and in truth. And today we ought to be able to listen and have our ear tuned in to God and just to hear what he has to say. I'll tell you something, the message is ever the same from over there in the book of Psalm to over there in the book of Hebrews that we've read. Isn't that amazing? That God would quote that through another person, through another man. You know the reason being? I'll tell you why, because God's ever going to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this Bible said that we're to exhort one another. We look back over in the text that we were reading, and the Bible says in verse number 12, take heed therefore, brethren, lest there any of you in evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. I got to tell you what you have to do is you have to recognize and realize that when doubts come your way, and they're going to. Somebody said, I've never had a doubt in my life. Well, you don't know what lying is either, do you? There's going to be some doubts every now and again. I wouldn't go around bragging on it and trying to promote it, but let me tell you right now is that there are just some things that you're not going to be able to put your finger on. You're not going to be able to understand. But don't you let sin harden your heart against God. I'm not going to listen to what the word of the Lord says, preaches it. There's a preacher that he's dead and either in heaven or hell. I hope he's in heaven, but there's a preacher that he told me, he said, you know, he said, I'm going to go, and several of men out of my church, we're going to go to this or that place. It's a Bible conference, camp meeting, whatever it was. But he said, I've already told all the men that are going with me, that preacher gets up and goes to preaching about things that I can't be doing. I'm going to walk out on him and go. I said, well, I wouldn't even waste my time going. Because you're in such a mess already, you can't even be in tune with God. You can't hear the voice of God because your mind's made up. And you don't want to be confused with a bunch of facts. Harden not your heart. And let me tell you, sin will make you cold and callous. It'll make you corrupt. But we're partakers of Christ. And let me tell you right now is that the evidence of that is this. You started out, but thank God you ain't fizzled out. I know a lot of people started out and done fizzled out. But if you're the real deal, if you really and truly know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, you started out, you'll continue with him. And you may slip and stumble every now and again, but you'll not be utterly cast down or fall because of the fact that he's able to hold you up and to gird up your loins and to cause you to stand for his name's sake. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm his and that he's mine. Out of all these years, He's been faithful every step of the way. I've not always been, but I thank God he's in the forgiving business. See? Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Father, thank you for loving us. We ask your blessings now upon these that have gathered tonight. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the word of the Lord and the Spirit of God to lead us, guide us, direct us into all the truth. Thy word is the truth. Now, I pray that you'd help us to go to our homes and, Lord, come back again next Lord's Day and to be on the firing line with thee. Lord, may we daily, today while it's yet light, while it's yet in this condition, may, Lord, today may we hear your voice. In Jesus' name we pray.